Hello.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support.
Yes, I was checking on an order.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to look into that for you. May I have your zip code and your name, please?
38004 Cheryl West.
All right, Ms. West, thank you for that. Allow me just a second here. Okay, and just for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
9555 Brunswick Road, Atoka, Tennessee, 38004.
Okay, thank you for that information. If you can give me a couple of moments here, the account is just currently loading.
Okay.
Thank you. And I do appreciate your patience. So it looks as though that the account I'm pulling up here, yeah. So it shows that there was a contest entry that was submitted with us on November the 12th for a KitchenAid set. I show that this automatically signed you up for a Factory Direct Savings Store membership. It looks like we charged you $67.32 back on 11/18. However,
right.
It shows that the account is currently in chargeback from your financial institution and the account has been canceled.
Okay, they charged me back for all of this. They gave it to me, and then I got a letter on December the 6th mm-hmm. saying that that they issued me a credit back to my account. Because of the, the merchant, it says all the transactions are valid. The mm-hmm. credit has been reversed and the amount owed has been paced back onto your account. And it was done on December the 6th.
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall doing any type of a contest entry to win a KitchenAid set previously where it said that you could pay the shipping and handling to receive it?
I did do that. And I did do the, but it was only supposed to be for like $2.95. But I got charged like $5.72.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got charged for the $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. So along with the contest entry, well, the shipping fee I show that was billed as well as $5.74 to enter in to win the KitchenAid set.
Uh-huh.
Per those terms and conditions, when the original contest entry took place, it stated there that the customer would also be signed up for the Factory Direct Web Savings Store membership to where you would receive a gift card that is valued at $125 via email. There's a membership fee to receive that gift card, which is the $67.32, and the service would have renewed each month until you called in to cancel. But I'm showing that when the dispute was processed from your financial institution, the account automatically canceled itself. But that's why you were charged. Undoubtedly, your banking institution may have verified those terms and conditions if they're now putting those charges back on your account and having
yes,
you be responsible to pay.
They have put it back onto my account. So can I just cancel it and y'all give me my fee back and everything?
Well, it's already has been canceled. Once that dispute was filed with the bank, it automatically canceled out. Because it went into a chargeback status at this point, then we don't have a way to process any type of a refund. I would just recommend that maybe you reach back out to your card company and see if they can possibly suggest another avenue for you to try to get your refund. Once it goes through the bank, then it takes it away from our company to be able to further assist with the credit.
Okay, so y'all can't do anything.
Correct.
I knew this was a fraud when I done it. Okay. Well, let me get back with them because I never received whatever gift card you're talking about. I got a discount code here for $200, but that's all I've gotten.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. It shows here that when the charge for the 6732 was billed on 1118, there was an email that was sent out to CherylWest@yahoo.com on that same day, which contained the gift card for the Factory Direct okay. web store.
It says the what I got was from the support True mm-hmm. product.
Correct.
And it says for discount code, cut coupon code, and it says, "Hi, Cheryl, congratulations on your purchase of the KitchenAid.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to I can't get that to come up. That is that's all it says, and then it's got a discount code.
Right, so that's going to be the gift code.
Well, it's for 200, not 125.
Okay, I'm sorry, but maybe the count.
But it tells me, congratulations on your purchase of the KitchenAid. Why don't I have a KitchenAid if I purchased it?
Well, yes, ma'am, that's just the contest entry. If you are the winner, in fact, then you would have received an email that informs you that you would receive it, so...
Well, this is congratulations on your purchase of it. So it sounds like to me that I've got a purchase of a KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I am sorry for the way that that's read out to you, but...
Y'all need to just give me my money back, because if you look, you will see on December the 6th that the bank, my credit card, charged this back to me and gave y'all credit back.
Okay, so once you have a charge on your account that you're disputing with your card company, the merchant is no longer able to refund anything regardless of the outcome of that dispute.
Okay,
if
let
it
me
goes
call
into charge back.
I'm going to dispute it back.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else I could help you with?
That's it. Thank you.
All right, you have a great day. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.